interestingly enough, I mean, if you think about it from a standpoint of them promoting that they did so well with 11th grade test scores, they only have to test one grade level. Where did all those kids come from? Right? Us and Plumas Lake. And so to say that we're not doing the job, first of all, is a misnomer, because we obviously are. But secondly, we have to test kids from second through fifth grade, and they test one grade level. The difference is, when they test a grade level, they can have a high achieving grade level, and the next year they look like they're in the toilet, because the grade level that is a bunch of squirrels, right? I mean, we've seen that happen. So I just think it's unfortunate that we have a district in our midst that likes to make themselves look good by trying to make the others look bad. And I would rather us all work together to say we're in it for all kids in Wheatland, instead of being, you know, having people put that, you know, they're doing such a great job over there. They're not doing any better than we're doing, I can tell you that. So. Yeah. No, I think that person was talking about Plumas Lake. Okay. Plumas Lake does have an elementary bond that they put there.
And they also have two that are coming up.
Yeah. Correct. And that's the thing, that when you read some of these social media posts, you don't know whether they're talking about Plumas Lake or Wheatland Elementary. And you read it as if you're talking about the place that you're in. But we have a bond that's not been cashed, as you all know. But Plumas Lake has a bond that people are paying for now. They're going out for two more bonds. And there's discussion about building a high school and building a middle school in Plumas Lake. I can tell you right now that that's a $250 million project. And they're asking for $19 million in bonds. They're never going to get there. It's just not going to happen. They're hopeful that the state at some point will have all this money that they can use to build schools, but it's not going to happen. So.
Okay, there's no more discussion. Can we have a motion for the 2024 Developer Fee Justification Study?
I move to accept the 2024 Developer Fee Justification Study.
And do we have a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. On to approval of the 24-25 student calendar.
So this is actually the first read. You're not going to have to approve it tonight. I wrote it in as approval, but as you can see, it's information only. What I thought I would, I've been working with in negotiations and talking with different groups about the calendar, and so I wanted to have something finalized for you by tonight, but it just wasn't going to happen because I had a meeting yesterday. So this is, if you hit refresh, if you already looked at it earlier this weekend and you hit refresh now, it's a little bit different than what you had. But I think the keys here are it's basically a rollover from the calendar for the last few years. We start on the Wednesday in the middle of August.
Okay, sorry to interrupt.
Yes.
We have this one.
We have
no. Did you not get this one?
No. who got it?
It's the dates of the.
We just have the dates of the board meetings. That's all that's linked to.
That's weird. Are you okay? So go back. And you went onto the student calendar? That is so strange. Let me hit.
That too.
Well, why would mine, Chad? This is your fault.
I saw that, but I just
that is so. Yeah. See, mine clicked right onto the calendar. See, look at theirs clicked on there.
That means the link.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to get you a copy of this after the meeting's over. I'll print one out for all of you. But let me just go through it quickly so you know what the parameters are. So the Monday and Tuesday, we have staff back. They're going to do back-to-school nights one of those 2 days. So that will be a time for the students and the parents to come in, not only meet the teacher, but hear about what the classroom is. And then there's a two-week break at Christmas time. There's a week in February, a week in April. We end on Wednesday in June so that we can do our promotion ceremony on the Thursday, and the high school can do theirs on a Friday. Has all the normal holidays, and then it has the staff development minimum days and the holiday release minimum days. And then we also built in this year 3 minimum days for parent conferences, because that was part of, you know, what we've had discussions about. And so I did meet with the teachers yesterday and explain to them why we're doing that. And so the only thing that changed from what I thought you originally had was we're doing a staff development. So October 31st is a minimum day. And then the next day, which is November 1st, is a Friday. We're going to do a staff development day that day. So the kids will have a minimum day on the 31st and on the 1st, because they're squirrels on the 1st after eating all that candy and they're tired. So we just changed the minimum day that was in October for staff development and put it on November 1st.
Awesome.
So that is it. I will get you a copy, and then it's not going to be approved till the January meeting anyway. Yeah, interesting. I don't know why mine works, but yours don't. That's
the,
so
the
weird.
The link on the school calendar is incorrect on that. I'm going to email that.
Well, it's the same one I have, and I opened it up.
It's on the district website.
No, but this is the one that was emailed out.
I'm just going off of what the email. I clicked on the email, the link goes to the
okay.
Number 2.
It's weird.
But we can probably pull it up by going to the website.
Yeah, it is on the website.
Yeah,
we can get access to that. Don't worry about it.
Well, I'll print you out a copy anyways. All right. So this doesn't take action. It's just for information. I'm happy to answer any questions, but that's where we're at with the calendar.
You have to vote on that one. Public schools on military installations grant. Public schools on military installations.
So yes, the colonel is going to have a discussion with us about this particular item. So I'm going to turn it over to him.
Where schools on military installations, so the Montreal Elementary School, Walton,
Of course you do.
Yeah, so this is a really, really great opportunity, and we're gonna, that's where we have the date in January.
We're gonna be, the last night is Thursday in January.
Yeah.
So that's the time to have the date.
Her name is Sandy, she's North Carolina, and we're from this office, so we're going to have a meeting where we ask them to give you details of her, all of the different things associated with her. We're gonna cover that here in the last month, and we'll make sure everything gets, it's really, really awesome opportunity for our school.
Do you know where the center is?
And they do have, sent out some information, they have some pictures of the other locations, for the whole school, but. I'm really excited about that.
Wonderful.
Awesome, thank you.
We love to ask questions, don't we?
I know, yeah, I know, I got it on my calendar.
What is the percentage of that happening when, let's say 2 years, if we come on that, like, the community coming up into 20%? Is that community and school district, or just like the community other?
So that's something you have to assume.
Yeah.
But, the bottom line is that, the federal government will take whatever that 20% is, whatever the amount is, the, you then quite will have to basically, anything, so. So if you look at 41, we'll see how much that costs.
Oh, that's a good raise. We should go for a bond.
Now, since that.
Three more years and you could do it.
After the, for the others, like I said, there's everyone now, all the education, and so if money get to, it's not a question of if the money will be there. It's when it gets to number 83 on the list of the work approved, that the federal government's gonna come and say, hey, what do you got? And here's what we had in that brief.
And we got ranked based on the assessment and the tour that we had 4 years ago, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so this is a project we're going across the entire department of defense. Only came out in the brief, they priority ranked it.
There's a lot of schools that already have either a brand new school on an installation, or they're in the works right now, based on, so that's why it's.
Just asking, because we have a recaping project in the mix, and I'm like, well, if in 2 years, maybe scale back that back, it's obviously a new school, we all cable.
It's not gonna be a new school, because, you know, 20% of 40 million is not gonna happen.
But if you save that and wait, then that can count towards the 20%.
Yeah.
That's what we need to wait.
That's what we have to look at. We do have to look at projects that we have earmarked to do, and say, well, can they wait a year or two and put that money aside as the match? Because it's very rare that you're gonna find something that somebody else is gonna pay 80% of it, so.
Yeah, so that's, again, we're working, and that's the DOC, it's scheduled out to be Sandy, where she really is.
It's gonna be great if it, perfect. As long as the feds don't dump it.
Came out in the last couple of weeks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, on to organization of the Wheatland School District Board of Trustees.
Okay, so this is the time of year where we reorganize the Board of Trustees. As I've explained, every time we do this, our typical is that the president serves and the clerk serve a year term, and then it goes to somebody else. Other districts, they've had the same president for 10 years. But it's been our practice that the president sits for a year, and then the clerk moves into presidency, and then somebody else is elected as clerk with the understanding they would become president the year after. It's totally up to the board whether they want to follow that, or if they want to do something different. So right now, since I have to preside over the election of the president, we would look for a nomination, and if we follow history, that would be Robin. But you have, somebody would have to nominate her to be president. And then at that point, Robin takes over the rest of the nomination of officers and the rest of the reorganization.
I nominate Robin.
Do we have a second?
Second? We don't do a second to nominate
officers, do we? I think so. Maybe not. I think all we have to do is see if there's anybody else that's being nominated. Yeah. And if not, then we would go to vote. All those in favor of Robin becoming president?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed. Okay, Robin, you're on.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Do we have a nomination for clerk?
Where are we at with that?
So, typically, it would if we had an existing board member, it would be one of the ones that they replaced. So it would be, in if we keep the same line, it would either be Taylor or Christina, one of the two.
Do anybody want to do it?
I'll nominate Christina Steinman.
I nominate Taylor.
Okay. The clerk job is not difficult. It really is. You only preside over the meeting if the president's gone, and you sign some paperwork that Melissa will have you sign, and that's really all it does. It's just kind of, you learn how to become, and you would be the president in, this is 24, 25.
Mama duties.
This is a job that never has a meeting.
Talk about not doing anything.
But it basically is if there's something that goes sideways in the county with special education, they can call a meeting of the representatives for all the districts in Yuba County to come to a meeting to talk about what that issue is. But we've not yet had one in the years and years that I've been here. So.
Yeah. No news is good news.
Have a nomination for Regine. Do we have any other nominations? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? So carries. Regine Waltz will be the trustee representative to the Special Education Council. Set time, date, and place of regular meetings.
So I put in the agenda what would be a rollover from this year, which is the second Tuesday. The two caveats are there's second Thursday. Thank you, Nikki. I'm looking at the word Tuesday on my form here. So the caveat would be in June we have to have two meetings. So one would be Tuesday and then one would be Thursday. And that's because we have to have the LCAP and the budget presentation on one, but you can't approve the LCAP or the budget on the same day that you have that meeting. So we would have the second one on the 13th. And then this year, pending no change at the state, we have some conflict of the December. So the reorganization has to happen from the 14th of December through the 21st of December, something like that. And But we also have to have our first interim done on December, and sent in by December 15th. So the only option to meet once would be Friday, December 15th. And it's pretty unusual for boards to meet on Fridays. You certainly could do that. So what I did is I did the December 12th as the normal meeting, and then December 17th would just be the reorganization meeting. So it's up to you, though. This is being discussed across the state, how the dates don't align. And so they could change it. They might give us flexibility to do the reorganization on the 12th, and then you can just cancel the 17th if you choose to do that. But right now, to follow the law, we have to do it, two of them, or on the Friday. So we'd have to have it on the 13th, yeah. So either December 12th and then another date to follow before the 21st, or you do it Friday the 13th.
That just doesn't sound, yeah, no Friday. Or Friday the 13th. Touche.
And again, as usual, you have the authority as the board to call extra meetings or change a meeting date or whatever you choose to do. This is just to put it out to the public that this is what our general meeting schedule is. And we rarely change it, but there is sometimes that we add.
Do we have a motion?
I make a motion to approve the proposed dates.
Okay. A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Any comments from the board? With that, we will adjourn to closed session.